Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. And we are glad to be on the 3rd of December 2024. We give Jesus all the glory for that. Let me encourage you with this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 4. It says, "You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you." Wow. These are the words of Yahweh for you and for me. My dear brothers and sisters, and out of the 8 billion people on the planet Earth, there is no one who matches your DNA. You are uniquely and beautifully and wonderfully created in the image of God. And He says, "You are precious to me." Hallelujah. Guess what? God is saying, "You are precious to me." So, do not anybody tell you otherwise. Why is this so important? Because understanding who you are as a person and genuinely believing that you merit love and attention from another person is essential to your self-worth. Very important for you to know that. The capability to convey that successfully and in a considerate manner is essential for any healthy, mutually satisfying relationship. A sense of self-worth is not arrogance. It helps you to set boundaries and guarantees, though, that no matter who you meet, those boundaries will never be compromised. And often when we feel used in relationships, it is because we have permitted those boundaries to be crossed. Or worse, we have never thought about where the boundaries should be. The way to prevent the situation is to be clear about who you are and what you are willing to do in a relationship. Disregarding the truth about another person or yourself may be okay temporarily, but over time, it usually leads to disaster. So, my dear brothers and sisters, with a solid foundation of knowing who you are and what you represent, you will possess the bravery to ask the right questions and discern the answers. You will acquire information and evidence that help you realize who a person really is and if they fit into your life. You will be truthful with yourself and others about who you are, your needs, and the way you want to live your life. And let me tell you, outside your relationship with God, there is no other more important relationship than the one you have with yourself. And God says, "You are precious to me." Believe it and live accordingly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you that you love us. You care about us. You are concerned about our self-worth. You desire that we will understand our identity in Christ. You are a good God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are a God who never fails, never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we appreciate you. We applaud you. We magnify you and we glorify your name. Our Father, help us and give us that revelation of our self-worth in you, and that how you love us and how precious art we in your eyes. And we are grateful to you for that. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that sickness does not come forth from you, because you are our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Therefore, I speak and I command the bodies of your people to be aligned to God's word right now, right here, in the mighty name of Jesus. For by the wounds of Christ, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.